listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, this is Patricia Schultz. I'm the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. You're listening to me and my dear friends from the Travel Planners Radio Show.
Thank you, Patricia. A reminder, check out our YouTube site, youtube.com/ Kevin and Sue Travel. Officially more than 871,000 views. Subscribe while you're there. Press that little red button. We'd appreciate that. It's free. And each time we put up a new video, you get a little email. Nothing else. No other junk mail. And you can always contact us at kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. Send us a travel tip. We'll share it with our audience. Tell us where you've been. You might be our next guest on the radio, just like
Terry Marshall Holder on Nature Tourism. That's going to be exciting today.
Yeah, welcome, Terry. It's been a while since we've spoken.
It has. It's good to talk to you guys again.
All right. I just saw on Facebook you posted something, and this will kind of set the stage, I think, for what we're going to talk with you about today. You were hiking somewhere out east, and you ran across a rattlesnake. You were on loose gravel in the middle of the night. I didn't quite understand all that. Would you explain it to our audience? Other than the fact that it sounded like, you were crazy.
Well, there's that. Yes. Well, my husband and I have been doing hikes pretty much every weekend. We live in New York City, as you know, and we've been trying to get out of the city just to get into nature because it's really helped us get through all this craziness that we're having, that everyone's having right now. Yeah. So unfortunately, though, a lot of people are doing the same thing. So it gets kind of crowded and the parking lots are full and that kind of thing. So we've been going later in the day also because it's hot, just to kind of hike just before sunset. But the problem with last weekend, we were hiking a trail near the Delaware River Gap, which is a beautiful recreation area. And we had hiked a little short piece of the Appalachian Trail last weekend, the weekend before. And so Greg says, let's go back there. And he has another trail in mind. Well, I didn't look at the trail ahead of time, which was my mistake. And he didn't realize that they were routing everyone in one direction. So the return was a lot longer than he had thought it would be, more mileage.
Okay.
So we ended up getting caught. We got up to the summit, which was beautiful, but to get up there, I had to scramble over these rocks. There wasn't even a path. You just climb in these rocks, and I'm not that agile, so it took me a long time to figure out the rocks. And then we got to the summit, and it was a gorgeous sunset. But unfortunately, after sunset, of course, comes darkness, and the way we had to go back was very steep downhill, loose gravel the entire way. So it took forever. But just before dark, Greg's kind of leading the way, kind of scouting the trail. And he walked over to the edge of it, and all of a sudden we hear this rattle, rattlesnake.
And
scared him to death because, he grew up in the city, so he's never really been exposed to snakes and things like that much. He got some good exposure last week, but, I'm thankful those things have those rattles because that kept him from stepping on it. But we hiked the rest of the thing in the dark, and, there were a few other people, but they were faster because they were young.
So did you happen to have a flashlight with you?
We did have the head lamp. Greg, when we started hiking, he outfitted us in everything you could possibly need. So we had those in our hiking backpack, which was good. So we each had one on. So we had some light, thankfully, because it was just super dark in there. But
Terry, that sounds like something that I experienced about 45 years ago in central Missouri. And it was called Army Basic Training.
Yeah, exactly. You had a reason for doing it.
Yeah, at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Yeah, well, I've learned my lesson. I will be previewing any hikes that he picks out from now on and deciding if it's too late to start.
So you guys do a lot of outdoor stuff, I understand.
We do. Actually, he had never been a hiker. We always did walks, like a lot of urban hikes, if you want to call them that, in the city. And then a couple years ago, I took him, and we were in Pennsylvania, and I said, let's go by this area near Wellsboro called, it's called the Pennsylvania's Grand Canyon. Beautiful place. And I had hiked there before with a friend. And so I took him, and we just did a little short trail, and he really got the hiking bug. So he started buying hiking pants and all this kind of stuff and getting us outfitted. And we started doing a lot of hiking this year. And that's really all we've done because we can't really travel our normal way.
Yeah, it probably helped your sanity a little bit to get out with all this, everyone having to stay indoors as much as they did.
That's right, it does. And, you know, there's actually countries and some doctors that prescribe, you know, a walk outside for your health benefits, especially for depression and things like that that people, you know, have. And it has been noted in studies that it reduces blood pressure at times. And, of course, there's always the benefits of, you know, helping keep your weight down and that kind of thing. But just being outside in nature, even if you're not, you know, hiking over boulders, which I don't recommend. But, you know, being in nature is, it just gives you some, a little bit more of peace and calm the more you do it. And it's really been helpful to us. And I've read a lot about it recently, how doctors literally are writing prescriptions. Walk in the park.
Interesting. You know, which Sue is, and her son, Sue's son and our daughter-in-law are quite the hikers. They go out at least 2 weekends a month somewhere and hike the weekend away, and they thoroughly enjoy it.
Rain, mud, shine.
Exactly. Well, I enjoy it. I don't, you know, I know there are some things we shouldn't do, like hike in the dark, but just being out there, and I actually like being there at dusk when the sun starts to set, because that's when, like, the deers come out to feed, and we've been seeing a lot of the baby fawns, you know, with the moms, and that's been really nice to see. And mostly that, we've seen a lot of chipmunks this year for some reason. They seem to be everywhere. And, of course, I don't know a lot about birding, but if people who like to do that, it's a perfect, you know, way to see the birds and listen to them. But it's just, it's been nice that, you know, we live in an apartment, so we don't have a yard. So being outside in a park or, you know, just on a hiking trail really makes a difference.
Well, Terry, I will tell you that you haven't lived until you've crawled through the mud in the dark with live machine gun fire over your head as part of basic training, too. So you've got something to look forward to. You should come out here to the Midwest. Not really. You should come out here to the Midwest. We've got a lot of hiking trails and biking trails. The Katy Trail, K-A-T-Y, is about 3 blocks from our house is where it starts.
One day I do want to hike the Katy.
And that was the first Rails to Trails in the United States.
And it runs, isn't it one of the largest as well?
Yes, it runs diagonally all across the state from the northeast to the southwest. And you can easily do it in 5 or 6 days. But
we'll have to get you up here and you can encourage me to go.
There are little rest stations and B&Bs along the way. And, of course, it goes through the Missouri wine country. So lots of things. When we come back for the next segment, Terry, I want to talk to you about how you pick your trails and where you like to go opposed to other areas. So I'll prompt you with that as we go into a commercial break here, and we will be right back. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, and we thank you very much for that. Again, email us anytime you like, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. And the YouTube site, youtube.com/kevinandsuetravel. If you go to Travel Planners Media on Facebook, we post up a different video every day, and they're from all over the world, so check them out. And again, be sure to let us know what you think of the show. kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. If you ever miss a show, they are archived at gabradionetwork.com. Check them out. They're available to listen to and download. Back in a moment on the Gab Radio Network.